Hello, and welcome to the Pipeline Project Podcast. This week, Nathan Duzan asks us to think about who's really in charge of our lives and where we put our trust.
If you look at the world today, it doesn't take long to conclude that mankind has a desire to be better than everyone else, to be in control, to have authority. Life is a competition, it seems. Some of us were taught at a young age that we have to rise to the top at all cost, even if it means destroying others along the way. Cheat if you have to. We are all competitive by nature. We want to win. Nobody likes to lose. We all want to know what it's like to be number one. We want to know what it's like to be the best at something, to be victorious. We want to be the boss, the person who makes the rules, the person who tells everyone else what to do and how to do it. We want to find security in ourselves and in what we have accomplished. That's the goal, the dream, right? Why do we feel this way? Seth Pace, who was an ALB Religious Studies and History student at Harvard back in 2017, wrote these words. Said the ancient Greeks formulated this lesson in the parable of the sword of Damocles. Even in its earliest days, people recognized that no amount of power is enough to provide absolute security. To complicate the picture in a post-industrial world, many societies have created a wealth of opportunity for self-determination. While there's always been a great deal of diversity in different situations and spectrum of personal liberty, the challenge of finding out who you want to be is a pretty modern phenomenon. You were born into a particular social strata, family, and occupation, and you were internalized all of that from childhood. Now that we don't have all those answers given to us at birth, we feel a sudden anxiety about how to maximize our outcomes. The wealth of opportunity creates a paralyzing fear of security. As a result, now more people than ever are afflicted with a desire for power over one another because we perceive ourselves to be competing for the same opportunities and the same bright futures. I don't want to say that striving to be the best in certain areas of our life is a bad thing. In fact, it's probably a really good thing. However, I want you to consider where you place your security. Your security shouldn't be in the work that you do or the accomplishments that you make. Your security shouldn't come from a form of government or worldly power. As Christians, our security should be in Christ. God is the one who is in control. He is the one who sits on the throne and rules above all else. I want to share with you some encouraging scriptures that talk about the authority that God has. It is so comforting to know that we can find security in the God that we serve. Psalm 103:19 says, "The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all." Psalm 115:3, "Our God is in the heavens, he does all that he pleases." Jeremiah 32:27, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me?" Isaiah 45:6-7, "There is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form light and create darkness. I make well-being and create calamity. I am the Lord who does all of these things." Isaiah 14:24, "The Lord of hosts has sworn, as I have planned, so it shall be, and as I have purposed, so it shall stand." Job 12:10, "In his hand is the life of every living thing and the breath of all mankind." 1 Chronicles 29:11-12 reads, "Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heavens and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might, and in your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 6. O Lord, God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. In your hand are power and might, so that none is able to withstand you. Psalm 135 verse 6. Whatever the Lord pleases, he does, in heaven and on earth, in the seas and in all depths. Isaiah 14:27. For the Lord of hosts has purposed, and who will annul it? His hand is stretched out, and who all will turn it back? Psalm 46 verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted on earth. Daniel 2 verse 21. He changes times and seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. Psalm 24 verse 1. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world of those who dwell therein. Revelation 1 verse 8. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. One of my favorite songs, entitled This Is My Father's World, also shares in these thoughts. I'd like to read the lyrics to you as an encouragement as well. You can find a rendition of this song online, and I encourage you to do that if you ever get a chance. This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world. The birds their carols raise. The morning light, the lily white, declare their maker's praise. This is my Father's world. I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas. His hand the wonders wrought. This is my Father's world. Oh, let me ne'er forget that though the wrong seems oft so strong, God is the ruler yet. This is my Father's world. Why should my heart be sad? The Lord is King. Let heavens ring. God reigns. Let the earth be glad. This is my Father's world. He shines in all that's fair. In the rustling grass I hear him pass. He speaks to me everywhere. I want to encourage you today by reminding you that it is still God's world. He is still in control. And may you be blessed in your days as you continue to love and serve Christ and find ultimate security in Him.
Thank you, Nathan, for always bringing such wonderful thoughts from God's Word. As always, if you have a particular topic you would like to hear covered, or just want to share some thoughts on the show, email us at pipelineproject2019@gmail.com. Be sure to subscribe to the show to have it delivered right to your device, and watch for future episodes released on Sundays. See you next time, and thanks for listening.